Welcome, welcome back. I was so excited. I've been looking forward to recording this podcast through all of the break. We had a little break in between. I've been so looking forward to it, and now I'm sitting in this room and I think I'm crashing. I'm slowing down. I've had much work to do. I'm a little slow today. I haven't had my normal 7 cups of coffee yet. I've only had one. I will be treating myself to Tim's after, even though I have something right after this at 1 p.m. So low-key, and I don't know where it is. I have a meeting somewhere. Don't have the location. No one has emailed me. So that's really awesome. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to be wandering around campus looking for where I need to go next. No one has answered me. Where do I go? Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Just kidding. I don't want to talk today. There has been some exciting things. There's a new boy in my life. A new boy. I met him on one of the apps, though I'm not going to tell anyone that. We say that we met at Shul, which is, if you don't know, pardon all the background balking, moving my phone around. I'm pulling up the receipts for the chats because you're about to get some tea. So I met him on the app, but we say we met at Shul, and Shul is basically how I describe it. It's also known as synagogue. It's a Jewish church. You could call it that. I'm scrolling through this chat and there's so much. Anywho, so basically, I was talking to this guy because I was talking to many boys to try and get over He Who Shall Not Be Named, which I've mentioned on previous episodes. So if you'd like to hear about my love life, because we went through it, we are going through it still. I still get flashbacks and memories and check on their socials. There's the one secret social. And there's some tea about that because I still check it sometimes and there's been an update. So I have an update on that too. If you have listened to those past episodes, not sure if I remember what they're called. Ooh, I don't remember what I named this episode. Oh, the Situationship. You can go back and listen to the Situationship. We're in another Situationship. Splendid. I should have called it something else, like something like the Never Ending Situationship. It's the Situationship. So that one that has ended. If you listen to the last podcast, you would know. So go back and listen to that. Me spending 5 minutes just telling you to go listen to another episode. And the ones who already listened to it are like, oh my God, move on with it. Get on with what's the tea. So I met this boy on the app, which I've said 5 times now. So we've been texting a lot and he came on quite strong. On his app profile, it said he was looking for long term, which I didn't really notice. I wasn't too interested in him. I had like other options. He's not my usual type. Like I thought he was semi-attractive, though I was like, is he gonna be cute in person? Is this a catfish? I'm not sure. He looks different in some pictures. He's not 6 foot, so that can be a deal breaker. He's 5'11" though, so maybe. I was like, that's the cutoff mark for me because you gotta be taller than me in heels. I'm sorry. I like that energy of someone being taller. If I'm dating a girl, it's different, though I still kind of like it when the girl is taller because, or like the same height. I don't know. Everyone has their preferences. Don't judge me. I wouldn't judge you, period. So we were texting, we would FaceTime our first FaceTime call. I was like, I'm not interested in this guy. I was like, it's not giving. I'm getting cringe, not interested. And then we kept texting, and he would send me music. He sent me songs, which is the way into my heart. If you've listened to the last episode, as I've mentioned, that's how the Situationship X thing used to communicate with me, was posting songs on his social apps, even though were they for me? We still don't know. Were they all for me? I don't know. So that became one of my love languages quickly. So this was like feeding that for me, so that I wasn't constantly checking up on the other one. So we were talking a lot. He was being very romantic, asked me my favorite flowers. Never in my life has anyone gotten me flowers besides my grandparents for my musical performances in the past. So I was literally excited. I had high expectations for this date because he'd been like, oh, I have like a whole list of all these different dates we can go on. I just haven't had this energy from a guy in like a very long time. If not ever, like someone really interested who is also really open about how they're feeling and how they feel about me. And then that went on for like a month. We've been talking for a while. And then the update is we went on a date. So I got back from the break and he came to my place. He was like texting me. He also texts like a lot. Like I like his response ratio because I'm needy and have an anxious attachment style. So I very much appreciate that. And he comes to my place and he brings me this beautiful, it's like a big bouquet. Like I was not expecting this. I thought it was just going to be like a couple flowers and a little bouquet, but this was like a big, like fully, like I'm like, this is like a $40 like drop on this bouquet. I saw a reel later on that said that you're supposed to give flowers at the end of the day. And I was like, that would have been fabulous, though. I don't know where he would have hid them in his trunk. I took the flowers and he was like, do you want to take them with you? And I was like, well, I could, but I just put them inside. I was like, do you want me to show off the flowers to everyone? Question mark. Like I would have loved that, though. I was like already halfway through the door. Oh, I wore like a ball gown because he asked me to go to a wedding before. Because I was saying like I wasn't free, and then he said wedding, and I was like, actually, I'm available. Though he didn't end up taking me because he was like, actually, like it's too soon. Like he was like half joking, and I was like, oh, I still got a dress for it anyway because I'm a little bananas, as we've discussed. So I got this beautiful like navy gown at the thrift store. It's gorgeous. It ties up in the back and it has like a really long tie up, and it's like a long flowy dress, and you can't wear a bra with it, though it's really gorgeous. It's really slay. I feel like a princess when I wear it, and it's super comfortable. And I came out in that because I told him I'd wear it on our first date if I'm not invited to the wedding. So I did, and he was dressed up nice. He wore like a dress shirt and dress pants, because that's all men have to do. They don't have to wear dresses, even though a dress is much more comfortable than that. So yeah, comes to my door, opens the door for me, which is a big thing. Men and opening car doors, huge thing for me. It has just become a huge thing. It's become like the bare minimum. Like if you're not doing that every time, go away. I'm sorry. Go away. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. So he opens the door for me. We get in the car. We're driving. He was like, I can't believe you said, like, I was scared because we talked a lot. I was scared that there wasn't going to be stuff for us to talk about, though we found it. We found our rhythm eventually. The rhythm started coming in when we were at the restaurant, because we actually went to one that I applied to work at before and didn't get. And it's really pretty, and I've actually always wanted to go there. So it was like the perfect place. I think it was Italian. I'm not sure. And so cute. If it was patio season, it would have been great. They put us in this like huge booth. Like a big booth, like a 6-person booth for 2 people. And I was like, interesting. And so that was a conversation starter. And I think it's because we walked in and the lady's face was like, whoa, when we walked in, because we were like the nicest dressed people there, which we both said we would be. I also liked his car. He has a cool car. It's not like a fancy car or anything. It's just a fun color and I like it. And it's like, reminds me of my old car. So I appreciate it. I love a hatchback. So yeah, so that was cool. And then we were sitting at the restaurant, like we actually get closer, like he's like, order anything on the menu. So I felt like a princess. We were looking at wines and there was this one wine that was like $150. And he's like, whoa, that's a lot for, or it was like $200. It was very expensive. He was like, well, you can get like any of them. He's like, even if you wanted that one, you could get it. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not that type of girl. I ain't going to go on a first date and order the most expensive thing. Like, I know we all have to work for our money. So I'm not the type, unless you're like literally a sugar daddy. No. So we sit down, we're ordering, we're having a couple drinks. He's driving though. So I'm like, I thought he was just going to have one glass. He had two, and he filled up his glass and I filled it up, and I was feeling like a little buzz, which I like. I don't really like going on dates with people sober, which is bad. We can talk about my drinking problem in another episode. too real. So we're sitting there having a little bite to eat, trying things, bonding over the food, having regular conversation, talking about music. It was just really nice. It was really nice. And I peed, and I had a good pee. And then I came back and he was like, oh, I was looking at you when you're coming back. He was just like, I like a man who's very obsessed with me because of the way that I've been treated before. I need a man who's like, I will kiss the ground in which you walk on. That's what I need. That's what I want. I think I deserve that. Because I would do that for someone else. As if you've listened to the Situationship episode, you would know the likes that I will go to. I hope I mentioned the banana things. I need to re-listen. I'm going to be re-listening to the episode, so we'll see. Though there's a point in there that I really hope that I got in. So we're sitting there having dinner, blah, blah. He pays for dinner. It's really nice. I have a nice conversation with the waitress. And then we leave. And then he's like, we had to sit there for a bit because he drank a little, and he was like, oh, actually, I might be feeling it a little. And I was like, oh no. I kept making jokes about it. So we get in the car. He opens the door again. We go to like this little park. I think he just needed to like sit for a second, and we didn't want the date to be over yet. So he was like, oh, do you know any parks by here? And we like sat in the car and we were just like talking, listening to music. And then there was literal fireworks. There was a literal firework shot up behind me. Apparently it's because it was Diwali, which I didn't know. Though to me it was magic. And I was like, if that's not a sign. And it was such a romantic moment. Like the music was perfect. The kissing was perfect. The fireworks were perfect. The timing was perfect. It was just magical. And we kissed for a long time, for a very long time. He said that we had really good kissing chemistry. And I agree. I hadn't kissed someone like that since the situationship. I haven't had that kind of chemistry. It's hard to find good kissing chemistry. So that was that. And then he went for a little drive to just keep chatting a bit, and I had to pee. So he was like driving me home, and then on the way we stopped to pee, and he like waited for me while I went to pee. Like, he like gave me his jacket to go in there. He said he brought hoodies for me on the first date, saying that he brought hoodies for me so I could pick a hoodie, and never give me the opportunity to pick a hoodie. Like, I will always take a free hoodie. I don't care if I don't even like you. Like, if you're giving away free clothes, sign me up. So we went back to mine. And he just dropped me off, and then I went inside. It was gorgeous. And he texted me after, can I find these receipts? The next day we texted so much, and we're sending so many reels. And he's like, you're being awfully affectionate today. And I was like, I think I just fell in love. I think I just fell, she's in love. This episode is getting a little long, so I might have to call it quits in a second. I'm going to say the end of this date, and then in our next episode, I'll give you all some updates on how it's been from there. Right now, things are actually going okay. So he said, I couldn't ask for a better date with a better girl. And then I said, me too, with a boy. Don't cringe at me, I know. He said, wait, I have a song for this. I might have sent it already. And he sent Magic by John Michael Howell. It's very cute. It's a very good song. He's a lover boy. And that's my love life update. We'll leave it at that for today, and we'll get back at it in our next episode. Ugh, I have to wait a whole week to tell you guys about it. So upsetting. You have to wait a week too before you hear about it. So that's part one of, we'll call him Lover Boy. A name for this episode. Lover Boy. Oh, I hope I'm not peeking. I can see the levels. I think I may be peeking. ASMR. I probably shouldn't touch the mic like that. Don't tell Nate. Sorry. Don't tell my producer that I did that. Anywho, he's going to know because he's listening to this. Hi, Nate. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you find love like I might. Though, pray for me that I don't get my heart broken, because we're going to get back into it in the next episode. Coming soon. See you then.